Welcome to Embracing and Understanding the Whole Child podcast. I am Courtney Kendall Ritchie, the lower school counselor. I am a licensed professional counselor and a registered play therapist, and I've been at Duchenne since 2011.
And I'm Amanda Villasenor. I'm the lower school learning specialist. I have a master's in education, and I'm also a licensed dyslexia therapist. I've been at Duchenne since 2017. Courtney and I share a passion for education and parent education in particular. Parents are the most influential part of the educational team, and we believe in empowering you with as many resources as we can share to further your child's success. We also know that your time is valuable, so this podcast is being created in hopes that you can listen on your own time to help master the lifelong learning curve that is parenting.
We often get questions about what's appropriate or expected in children. We are creating this podcast to help further your and our understanding of child development. We envision this podcast as a starting place for further discussions about your child's growth and development and how we can best support you and your child through this process. Our last podcast covered social-emotional milestones in 4 to 5-year-old children. Today, we'll continue our journey into child development by discussing cognitive, language, and executive functioning development in 4 to 5-year-olds.
So let's jump right into language development. Here are some of the things that you'll see as your child is developing her language skills at this age. By 4 years old, a child understands 2,500 to 3,000 words and acquires an average of 2,000 more words during the next year. Your child also enjoys trying out language. She's very talkative and loves to explain things. She talks about what she likes and what she's interested in.
She also begins to understand figures of speech. And she starts to use verbs in the past tense, like mommy went to work, and verbs in the future tense, like I will go to school. Therefore, she knows basic rules of grammar, such as using she and he correctly.
Your child also responds to questions like whose and how. She speaks clearly, using more complex sentences. For example, Daddy came home and I ran to him and dropped my ball. She can also initiate conversation.
She's starting to talk about things, people, and events that are not currently happening, and she responds with appropriate solutions when asked about what she can do if she is hungry, thirsty, or cold. And she can also say her first name and last name and her gender.
Children at this age usually know their address and phone number. If they don't, now is a great time to teach them. They also know about things used every day in the house, for example, money, food, appliances. And they love being read to. Your daughter might tell you which books she wants to share with you at this age.
She also might pretend to read a favorite book aloud to you. And she'll tell you how a story is, like things she has seen or done. And she'll ask questions about books you are enjoying together.
You might also notice that she corrects you if you skip a word or a page in her favorite book. And she's telling stories of her own. And maybe singing songs from a poem or from memory, like the Itsy Bitsy Spider or the Wheels on the Bus.
So now let's move into cognitive development. Some things you might notice is that your child knows whether words sound alike or not, like hat and bat. She'll also understand the idea of same and different. And some children may be able to start reading a few words in very basic books.
Your daughter tells what she thinks is going to happen next in a book. She remembers parts of a story, and she's often creating or liking to create nonsensical words and sayings.
She might understand concepts like largest, highest, and alike. She might be able to point to a picture of the highest building. Often we see children at this age counting to 10 or more objects, and naming most letters and even writing them.
Your daughter can correctly name some colors, shapes, and even some numbers. And she's printing her name.
You'll also notice that she recognizes familiar word signs, like a stop sign, and that she likes to play board or card games.
Okay, so now switching over to executive functioning skills that are developing around age 4 to 5. Your child has a better understanding of the concept of time and the order of daily events, like breakfast in the morning, lunch in the afternoon, and dinner at night. She also has a knowledge of days of the week, months, and seasons.
You'll notice she's starting to have a greater attention span and can follow 2 to 3-part commands.
She can begin to tidy her bedroom or playroom independently. and she can be given small chores to do and self-help tasks, like making the bed or putting away her clothes.
She can also bring papers to and from school, which you'll notice here at Duchenne, and she's beginning to show inhibitive behaviors, following rules like raising hands in class and keeping hands to self.
So now that you know all of this about what kind of skills your child is developing at this age, let's talk about how you can support that. Children at this age learn best through play and exploration. So do things like play board games that involve taking turns to help them listen and concentrate for longer. You can also listen to music and rhythm with repeating patterns.
It's also a good idea to perhaps get something that she can use as an easel for finger painting or something she can use with a whiteboard. It's a great way to start pre-writing. And of course, as we always say, read to and with your children. Also help your children to learn practical life skills, like cleaning up after her play.
Encourage children to talk by using open-ended questions, or questions that don't require a yes or no answer. This is helping to develop their language. If they struggle to find an answer, offer choices. Give them time to respond to questions and instructions. And think about playing rhyming games.
Also, practice giving your child multi-step instructions. As we said earlier under the executive functioning header, they'll be able to follow 2 to 3 part commands, and this is the time for you to test the limits of that. Find pictures to help your child create a story, and even use that to help your child write and illustrate a book.
Okay, so let's switch over. We know you want to know when you should be worried. So here are some things to look for and kind of when to be concerned about development. If your child is easily distracted and unable to focus on one task for more than 5 minutes, unable to say her name, or if she resists or struggles doing things she was once able to do for longer than a couple of weeks.
Also, if she doesn't use me and you correctly, or if she speaks unclearly, and if she completely loses skills she once had.
We worry about children who don't talk about their daily experiences and activities or can't retell a favorite story. Also look for whether your child can follow 3-part commands.
As we mentioned earlier, this is a time where typically they understand the concept of same and different. If she doesn't, then we're a little bit concerned. Also, if she has a really limited amount of interests or doesn't use plurals or past tense properly when speaking. And lastly, of course, if she shows no interest in games or make-believe, we're becoming concerned.
Thank you for listening to Embracing and Understanding the Whole Child. If you have any questions, feel free to contact either Courtney or myself. For more resources, please visit the Charging Towards Success page on Duchenne Connect. Our next podcast will be on motor milestones for 4 to 5-year-olds, and it should be posted now. It will conclude our developmental milestone series for 4 to 5-year-olds.